United States Founding Fathers' statements concerning the Jews. Quote, "They, the Jews, work more effectively against us than the enemy's armies. They are 100 times more dangerous to our liberties and the great cause we are engaged in. It is much to be lamented that each state, long ago, has not hunted them down as pests to society and the greatest enemies we have to the happiness of America." And this quote was from George Washington, source Maxims of George Washington by A. Appleton and Company. As the American colonies rose in revolt against political oppression occasioned by the attempt of Jewish banking houses in Europe to consolidate their economic foothold in the New World, no man among the Founding Fathers was more alert to the designs of international Jewry than that shrewd elder statesman of the American Revolution, Benjamin Franklin. Perhaps Ben Franklin's most damning indictment of Jewry was contained in his famous prophecy at the Constitutional Convention of 1787 in Philadelphia. And I also want to interject here, unbeknownst to most people, Benjamin Franklin was a Satanist. He was a honorary member of Sir Francis Dashwood's Hellfire Club in England, where they had orgies and black masses and were showed reverence to Satan. Okay, so anyway, he was a Satanist. In one of the most anti-Jewish utterances of all time, he declared, this is a quote by Benjamin Franklin, "I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and impenetration. That menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great number, they have lowered its moral tone, depreciated its commercial integrity, have segregated themselves and have not been assimilated, have built up a state within a state, and when opposed have tried to strangle that country to death financially, as in the case of Spain and Portugal." And I just want to mention here, they were expelled from Spain. They've been expelled from just about every country of the world except for the United States so far. "For over 1,700 years, the Jews have been bewailing their sad fate and that they have been exiled from their homeland, as they call Palestine. But, gentlemen, did the world give it to them in fee simple, they would at once find some reason for not returning. Why? Because they are vampires, and vampires do not live on vampires. They cannot live only amongst themselves. They must subsist on the other people, not of their race. If you do not exclude them from the United States and the Constitution, in less than 200 years they will have swarmed here in such great numbers that they will dominate and devour the land and change our form of government, for which we Americans have shed our blood, given our lives, our substance, and jeopardized our liberty. If you do not exclude them, in less than 200 years our descendants will be working in the fields to furnish them substance, while they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews for all time, your children will curse you in their graves." That's the end of the quote. Franklin's remarks were recorded in chit-chat around the table during intermissions, a section of the diary of Charles Cotesworth Pinckney of South Carolina. Pinckney, 1746 to 1825, attended the convention as a delegate and took down excerpts of some of the outstanding addresses and discourses which he later published in his diary. Perhaps the best proof of the Franklin prophecy, as with any prophecy, lies in its actual fulfillment. What Benjamin Franklin foresaw as an ominous possibility in 1787 has today, a little over 200 years later, become a painful reality.